Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark Under. We tell true stories. We tell them live. And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by Virginie Clark.
I'm 27, I'm a Sagittarian, and I'm here to tell you a story about my cat. Needless to say, I'm single. So, his name is Pablo, and he came into my life about a year ago. And I say my cat, not actually my cat. I live in a house with others, and two of these others decided to get a cat. They're not actually together. They're just grown men in their late 30s, decided to get a cat together. this is what people do. They're modern people. And responsibly, 6 months after getting a kitten, they decided to go on a six-month bender around Colombia. So I and the other housemates were left in charge of little Pabs, as we like to call him. And little Pabs, just to describe him, is a very, very friendly and very affectionate little cat. And originally, he was supposed to be a kind of designer kitten. We were told we were getting a Bengal. Pablo is a kind of what I've always called a budget Bengal. I think somewhere along the line there was a tabby that met a Bengal, and my housemates got conned. But one day, I was at home, and a charity person came to the door. And so whilst I was grimacing and going, oh, God, no, I can't give you £1 a month, little Pabs slipped out, which was perfectly normal. We were letting him out at this stage. But he didn't come home that night, and he didn't come back the next night. And at this point, I was thinking, well, maybe he's become a man. Maybe he's going on his little adventure. I must add that a few weeks before this, I did have him castrated. So I thought, you know, maybe we've fallen out. So he didn't come back. And then after a few more nights, collectively, we were concerned. And one of my more proactive housemates made some flyers, which we posted through letterboxes, put on lampposts, and we put one up at the offy. Now, what happens when you put your mobile phone number on a leaflet in Brixton is that you get lots of crazy people calling and saying they've seen cats, which is, it went on like that for a while. And then one night I was falling asleep to CSI Miami. I'm single. And I got a phone call, and it was the shop up the road, and they said, we've got your cat. So I bumbled around and said, can you give me half an hour? Because I'm still in my pyjamas. Don't know what I was thinking. Ran downstairs, told my housemates, the shop's got Pablo. One of us, more proactive than me, darted out the room. I'm pretty sure she was barefoot. And came back with a cat. Now, Pablo was still growing at the time, but I was quite astonished to see the size of this cat thing, wild cat that she came back with. And she dropped him in our hallway, and we're looking at the cat's looking at us, and we're quite clear on the fact that it isn't Pablo having some kind of caterpillar to butterfly moment. It was this kind of pure breed, show quality cat. And I was quite sure someone probably owned this thing, and it dawned on us that we were in this vicious cycle of lost and kidnapped cats. So we decided to let him stay the night. He ate some of Pablo's food. He pooed in Pablo's tray. And the next day, again, one of my more proactive housemates decided to go to the effort of taking this cat to the vets. And lo, he was a cat that was being looked for by his owners. And they tracked us down through Pablo's little leaflet to inform us that, didn't we know there was a reward out for their cat? 500 English pounds. So we were like, hello, 500 English pounds. And so we had 500 pounds on our mantelpiece. And it was literally, this woman came round in a car one night and came with cold, hard cash and handed it to us. And we were like, yes. So I immediately was thinking, restaurant, let's just eat and drink it and be very merry. Let's make this 500 pounds disappear. My other housemates, I must say, are better human beings than me. One idea was to reward the shop that had handed us the cat. Another idea was to pay for leaflets for Pablo's safe return. I wasn't a subscriber, I will admit, to either of these ideas. But I hadn't gone to the lengths that other people had gone to, so this we decided to divvy it up. Extraordinarily, a lot of the money got spent on a leaflet drop, which 7,000 leaflets with my mobile phone number on it got sent round Brixton. But get this, you pay something like 300 quid for them to deliver these leaflets, but they won't print them for you. No, no. So we all ended up having to pay an extra £15 each to have the leaflets printed so that they could then be delivered. So this £500, I like to think of it, have you heard of that thing of, if a tree falls in a forest and no one was there to hear it fall, did it really fall? The £500, did it really exist? It just kind of disappeared. So the leaflets went out and we waited. And I went abroad. And one night I'm in the Netherlands, completely sober. And I get a phone call from this woman who kind of yells down the phone, "This is the greatest day of your life!" And I was like, really? And she said, "I have your cat." And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, "Yes, little Pablo is here. Pablo, baby Pablo, come here." And she was absolutely hysterical. I was like, "Excuse me, I'm not in the country at the moment. If you could phone the other number on the poster, really good, great. I just can't deal with this." I ended up having to hang up on her because she was that wild. And luckily, again, one of my other housemates was good enough to take the call and go round to the crazy lady's house, whereupon they found a little Pablo cowering in the corner of an apartment of such squalor, as I understand it, that it was pretty indescribable. He'd been living on best-in cat food for 3 weeks, and bless his little heart, they'd cut his whiskers off. So when my housemates came back from Colombia, they had a cat that no longer had any testicles or any whiskers. And that is the story of Wee Pablo.
Okay. For videos, pictures and information on our monthly events, head to our website, sparklondon.com.
Spark London, G's by John IA.
With audio production by Matt Hill at redthinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.